Well, there's a lot going on. I like to turn to very bright people to get their thoughts and comments on what's going on in our world, and that would include the assistant editorial page editor for the Detroit News, Caitlin Buss, and she is my boss, one of my bosses, for my column that runs on Mondays in the Detroit News, by way of full disclosure. And I've always enjoyed having her on this show and hearing her thoughts. And today we want to do that because there were two editorials out from the Detroit News, from the editorial board, one on the recent Supreme Court rulings about presidential immunity and that they must have, they're saying in the editorial, they must have clearer limits because the presidential immunity question is kind of still up in the air. And the Chevron overrule rightly reigning in bureaucracy. But Caitlin, I want to know, without anything I've seen in the newspaper, unless it's something you're working on now or just did, how do you think we're going to get out of this mess for the coming election? And good afternoon. Nice to have you back, Caitlin Buss.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you. Happy summer. I don't think we've talked since it's gotten nice out. Yeah, you know, the election has taken a pretty interesting turn here. I think for a lot of people who are paying attention to Biden's performance, you know, in the past recent months especially, it's not that much of a surprise. I had trouble believing they were ultimately going to put him up for the nomination at the end of the day. So now it's looking much more likely that that may not happen. And we've weighed, you know, what are the options there? And Nolan has chimed in, you know, it will likely be Kamala. And that'll change the race quite substantially. We haven't heard from Trump in almost 2 weeks, I think. So it's amazing how things can change from one day to the next.
Well, it's the smartest thing former President Donald Trump could ever do, and that is step back and let all of this with President Joe Biden play out without any of his snide or smart remarks, because he digs himself into a hole he didn't have to when he does stuff like that.
Yeah, I think he's playing it very well.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting situation, and editorially, you know, we're constantly looking at where do we chime in. You know, we're in a lot of unique situations with charges against current presidents, you know, past presidents, and some new interesting constitutional questions. So we've been coming up against a lot of you know, interesting sections of law and policy getting together.
Yeah, you are doing a nice job on that. And for those who thought, well, they're just very conservative and they're going to always go the conservative way, that has not been the Detroit News way for a very long time. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that you've said very clearly presidential immunity must have clearer limits.
Yeah, we weighed this one pretty seriously. I think, you know, we were happy ultimately. I mean, this is a big constitutional question, and it kind of codified some things that maybe had existed before but hadn't been put down on paper. But it's such a critical question about the separation of powers. And so we really wrestled with, you know, like we said, appreciating the instinct of the court to preserve executive power, because it is a very important part of the three branches of government. And it has just as much power as the legislative and judicial, you know, the way the framers set it up. At the same time, we found that without putting clearer limits on what can obviously be considered official acts or kind of different avenues to investigate a president, without making that clear, we think there's a threat that the executive office could take advantage of this. And it's, you know, we haven't seen, there was kind of the left reaction and the right reaction, which were kind of predictable. I haven't seen, you know, this particular weaving of the opinion anywhere else.
I got a quick note here. President Biden might have said this morning on MSNBC. Look, I had before, this is an actual quote. Look, I had before, I was feeling so badly before the debate. When I came back, they tested me before. I thought maybe I had COVID. Maybe there was something wrong. I had an infection or something. They tested me. They gave me those tests. This can't be right, but it says here, I were clearly but look, yeah, I guess it is right. So, but look, I had a bad night, but the fact of the matter is, look at what I'm doing. I mean, let me put it this way, if there was something that was wrong that night, it's not like it comes in. That's one night it goes away. That's why I've been out. I've been testing myself, been tested. Everywhere I go, I'm going out and making the case. Well, I would insist, Mr. President, with all due respect, God bless you, having had relatives that lived to be 100, you have no idea what you're doing when you're out, and you are solidifying for those people who believe you couldn't possibly serve another 4 years. You're proving it. Every time you're out, every time you speak, every interview you give, no matter how set up it is. All right, I just had to say that because I was just coming out on one of my monitors.
It's true. I mean, I don't understand what any of that meant. His interview on Friday night was, kind of the same thing over and over again. We didn't really get anywhere. He insists he's fine. And you know, people have concerns with Trump, too, that are just as serious for, of a different nature. I think it goes back to how important this office is. And, you know, there are ways to check the president and his intentions and his capabilities or hers, should it be that. But ultimately, this comes down to the Constitution and the way that it's been set up. And Congress needs to be able to check the president, which it still can do. And ultimately, it's elections, you know, where we get the best candidate that we want. And I would say we've gotten some of what we've asked for. I mean, the warning signs were there with Biden. You know, they're there with Trump. And, you know, we're probably going to elect maybe one of these two people. And then these constitutional powers become really important. You want a good person in that office that you can trust.
Sure. I got to ask you this question. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but the reality is anyone who pays attention knows that, I don't know if I should say you or the Detroit News or Nolan Findlay or all of you are not Trump supporters, and you can't possibly support President Biden for another term. What the heck does a newspaper do when they're faced with something like this?
Sure. Well, Nolan and I have our individual views. I don't even know that we necessarily discuss, you know, with each other ultimately who we're going to vote for. But we do come together editorially, and we are not, you know, we have not put out an endorsement in the presidential race yet. For the past few, we've kind of said we don't love the candidates, stay out. And we might do that again. We just don't know yet. But no, I think, you know, we're looking objectively at both of these people. We have very serious concerns about Biden and his capability to run that office. And we've voiced some of the concerns with Trump, you know, but this is a current race, and we'll see where we land in a few months.
I really believe we're seeing the international reaction to having someone like Joe Biden in the office of presidency. Honest to goodness, I don't think Russia would have just bombed a very obvious children's hospital in Ukraine if there were a stronger president standing by. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they would.
I agree with you.
I agree with you.
And
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's a very uncertain time, and I think people feel very uneasy, and it's hard to say a lot of these things would have happened under a different president.
It really is. It really is. Always a pleasure speaking with you. We didn't even get to the next the Chevron thing, but that takes more time, so we'll do it another time if necessary.
Right.
Always appreciate it when you write great columns, as you do, and always great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Paul.
Caitlin Buss, Assistant Editorial Page Editor for the Detroit News. As we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith.